The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6. Jesus, Lord of the Sabbath. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the cornfields, and his disciples began to pick heads of grain, crushing them in their hands for food. Some of the Pharisees asked them, "Why do you do what is forbidden on the Sabbath?" Then Jesus spoke up and asked them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his men were hungry? He entered the house of God, took and ate the bread of the offering, and even gave some to his men, though only priests are allowed to eat that bread." And Jesus added, "The Son of Man is Lord and rules over the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and began teaching. There was a man with a paralyzed right hand, and the teachers of the law and the Pharisees watched him. Would Jesus heal the man on the Sabbath? If he did, they could accuse him. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to the man, "Get up and stand in the middle." Then he spoke to them, "I want to ask you, what is allowed by the law on the Sabbath? To do good or to do harm? To save life or to destroy it?" And Jesus looked around at them all. Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored, becoming as healthy as the other. But they were furious and began to discuss with one another how they could deal with Jesus. The 12. At this time, Jesus went out into the hills to pray, spending the whole night in prayer with God. When day came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he called apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon, called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who would be the traitor. Blessings and woes. Coming down the hill with them, Jesus stood in an open plain. Many of his disciples were there, and a large crowd of people who had come from all parts of Judea and Jerusalem, and from the coastal cities of Tyre and Sidon. They gathered to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and people troubled by unclean spirits were cured. The entire crowd tried to touch him because of the power that went out from him and healed them all. Then, looking at his disciples, Jesus said, "Fortunate are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Fortunate are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Fortunate are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Fortunate are you when people hate you, when they reject you and insult you and number you among criminals because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. Remember, that is how the ancestors of this people treated the prophets. But alas for you who have wealth, for you have been comforted now. Alas for you who are full, for you will go hungry. Alas for you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Alas for you when people speak well of you, for that is how the ancestors of these people treated the false prophets." Love of enemies. But I say to you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. and pray for those who treat you badly. To the one who strikes you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. From the one who takes your coat, do not keep back your shirt. Give to the one who asks, and if anyone has taken something from you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have others do to you. If you love only those who love you, what kind of grace is yours? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do favors to those who are good to you, what kind of grace is yours? Even sinners do the same. If you lend only when you expect to receive, what kind of grace is yours? For sinners also lend to sinners, expecting to receive something in return. But love your enemies, and do good to them, and lend when there is nothing to expect in return. Then will your reward be great, and you will be sons and daughters of the Most High. For he is kind towards the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Don't be a judge of others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you, and you will receive in your sack good measure, pressed down, full, and running over. For the measure you give will be the measure you receive back. And Jesus offered this example. Can a blind person lead another blind person? Surely both will fall into a ditch. A disciple is not above the master, but when fully trained, he will be like the master. So why do you pay attention to the speck in your brother's eye while you have a log in your eye and are not conscious of it? How can you say to your neighbor, "Friend, let me take this speck out of your eye," when you can't remove the log in your own? You hypocrite, first remove the log from your own eye, and then you will see clearly enough to remove the speck from your neighbor's eye. No healthy tree bears bad fruit. No poor tree bears good fruit. And each tree is known by the fruit it bears. You don't gather figs from thorns or grapes from brambles. Similarly, the good person draws good things from the good stored in his heart, and an evil person draws evil things from the evil stored in his heart. For the mouth speaks from the fullness of the heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what the one is like who comes to me and listens to my words and acts accordingly. That person is like the builder who dug deep and laid the foundations of his house on rock. The river overflowed and the stream dashed against the house, but could not carry it off because the house had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a man who built his house on the ground without a foundation. The flood burst against it, and the house fell at once. And what a terrible disaster that was!